I'm interested when you see a team start to snowball with offensive momentum like you guys did on Tuesday night against the Islanders. You're down 3-1. Forsberg comes back and makes a huge play on the power play to get you guys to 3-2. And then it starts to snowball. Is there any way as a coaching staff that you guys can capture whatever it is that happened in that moment and try to recreate it? Or do you just say, you know what, it was fluky, we enjoyed it, let's move on to the next game?
Well, I think they obviously, you know, that was a huge goal. You know, we let up a shorthanded goal, you know, previously to that. And, you know, you're down 3-1 in a tough building. And I thought it was, you know, obviously a huge goal. You look back at that game, that was a turning point for us to get ourselves back into it 24 seconds later, obviously. So I think then, and then, you know, getting those quick goals, and obviously Rocco's goal at the less than a minute to go in the period, you know, really solidified things. And I think we just carried that into the rest of the game after that. But I just like the resiliency the guys had. They didn't sit back and feel sorry for themselves. They went out and made a difference. So that was a huge confidence builder, I think, for everybody.
Now, Coach, we've you know, talked about a little confidence and momentum for a team, and not many people believe you can take momentum from game to game or period to period. But do you believe after having the outburst in the second period and then having another one in the third period, it was just sort of momentum for you guys? Because you're down 3-1, I believe, entering in the second period, and then all of a sudden you guys just start clicking on all cylinders, and it kind of bleeds over into the next period.
Well, definitely. I think momentum for me is in game. Like, it's you know, once that game is over, like you said, now we got Ottawa tonight, and I don't believe that momentum carries into the next game. I think you have to prepare and focus the right way the next day, and then build your own momentum. And I think the biggest thing for us right now is, you know, we got to be more concerned about us and how we play, and how the opposition that we're playing against plays, and just focus on that.
Coach, you look at this team, and obviously you're out Arvidsson, and you need the big guys, the big guns to continue to play well. You know, Josi and Ellis have always been there for you guys. They are achieving at a point offensive production level that is outstanding. What has been the difference in their game, and is this finally – I hate to ask this because I know you're going to give me a stock answer, but is this the year finally that maybe the rest of the hockey world acknowledges Roman Josi's accomplishment with sort of the Norris Trophy conversation?
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, Josi has always been a name that's been in the background. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, he's one of those guys that they always add on as a Norris Trophy favorite. But if you look at the minutes he's played, what he's done for our team, not just in points, but what he does with and without the puck, I think that he's up there with any defense in the league right now as far as being the most valuable player on his team.
Now, how important is it, this stretch run you have? You know, obviously, it's well documented what happened the first quarter of the season, but this is a long season for you guys. But how important is it for the guys that the secondary scores and everyone else to continue to you know, elevate their game? Because you know those frontliners are going to do what they need to do, but it's the back end that needs to continue to elevate their game if you guys want to continue to chip away at sort of this hole that you dug yourself in early in the season.
Well, I think if you look at our team as a whole from the start of the season, our secondary scoring has been one of the major factors in why we won games. You know, mm-hmm. You know, our top line guys have struggled if you look at it from a goal scoring standpoint. So, like you said, I think our secondary guys have to continue at the pace that they're at, and then we need our big guys, like you said, to come up big and score those goals that you know, that they're capable of scoring. And I think that we're hoping that guys like Craig Smith last game scoring two goals and Phillips scoring a power play goal, or, you know, if anything else, you know, you get that extra confidence when you score, and hopefully that can carry on. And I think right now, with even with the injuries to Granlund and Arvidsson up front, I think that we've Blackwell's come up and Trenin has come up, and that added a lot of physicality and you know, enthusiasm to our lineup, and they filled some holes that needed to be filled.
Predators coach Kevin McCarthy joining us here on Morning Drive. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, and the Preds are back on the ice tonight against Ottawa. And Nick Bonino called it sort of a season-defining week for you guys, and not in a way to sort of call out players or call out teammates. It wasn't like that at all. It was just sort of a matter of fact, hey, this is a critical week for us. What does a road trip where you're all together like this, and we've talked about this before, where all the guys are together, you're sort of forced into bonding together, you're facing some adversity, and you come out and you win the first two games. What can a season-defining week like this do if you walk away with 6 or 7 or even 8 points in a week where you're playing away from home every single night, and you have to pack a bunch of games in, just sort of from a psychology standpoint, take us through what that can do for a team's locker room health.
Well, I know obviously after our last home game, there was a lot of soul searching going on, with the team. And we talked about the road trip coming up and how it was going to be a situation where we were in the standings, how important it was. And we had to take it obviously one game at a time, but we knew that this was going to be a defining moment for our club as far as going forward. And like you said, I think, especially when you win those first two games of a four-game trip, the confidence level is high right now. The guys are, like you said, there's no distractions. You're on the road together. And, I think you play in 4 games in 6 nights. So the focus level is sometimes easier when you're on the road. You don't have the distractions that you have at home. So I think in some cases it's a good thing. So, the guys had a good day off yesterday. We came to the rink and we had an off-ice workout, but got everybody together, and you could just feel the way the guys were, the way they were with each other. It was really a positive day yesterday, and we'll carry that into today.
Kevin McCarthy joining us here from the Nashville Predators, and obviously when you play home and home, you go with each of the goaltenders, and Saros plays really well on Monday night, and Pekka comes back and plays well on Tuesday. You guys have a great problem here when you have two good goaltenders that you could play on any given night and feel comfortable getting a W with both of those guys. But there does have to be some semblance of a plan in place. So how do you guys as a staff go about establishing what the plan needs to look like? Because there's no real need to decide on anything right now today, correct? But by the time you get to March, don't you want to have some semblance of a pecking order established?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think, you go into a season with a plan like everybody does. It's everybody has, like the old Mike Tyson line, everybody has a plan until they get hit, so right now, we know that, both goalies are capable of playing and winning games for us. And I know that we rely a lot on our goalie coach, Ben Vanderklok, because he has a really good feel he works with these guys on a daily basis and talks to them on a daily basis. So his input is very valuable for Lavi. Basically, it's like you said, it's a long season. You want to make sure you're putting guys in position to be successful, but at the same time, you got to make sure that you don't get burnt out.
Coach, always a pleasure. We do appreciate it, and obviously, it's been a long road trip for you guys, but you're back home soon, and so far, very successful. Best of luck tonight against Ottawa.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely. Kevin McCarthy there from the Nashville Predators. I do apologize. Misread the information there. So, listen, back on the ice, this goaltender thing is fascinating to me.
Uh-huh.
Because, and it's what I like to hear, and we've asked Lavi this, we've asked every coach this, we've asked Hal Gill and Chris Mason, everybody we've talked to agrees that you need to have a plan. Like, they're open about it. You've got to have the set pecking order, but you don't really need it until March. What you really need is the number one guy going into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And even then, you still feel good about who your backup's going to be. But, who cares right now? Again, I think this is, if I'm a fan watching this, I feel comfortable with either guy going out there and playing extremely well on any given night. UC Saros or Pecorino, I don't think you need to know right now who's best. If one guy's hotter than the other guy, you put him out there.
Yeah.
And that's it. I don't think you need to know. I think fans want to know, but the coaching staff, the team, they don't need to know until really the end of March, middle of April.
I think, but I think you want to have a sense of who's going to be the guy. But here's the deal. They can go with either guy and I believe still be successful.
Sure.
So like you said, that's a good problem to have on his team. So if they choose to go with, UC Saros toward the end, okay. If they choose to go with Pekka, then okay. But I think they feel as a team that's the least of our problems. Now, Pekka has shown that in the playoffs.
Yeah, I knew you were going to bring that up.
His play tends to dip.
I think that's where
it's going to get a little sticky
And the good thing for the coaching staff, they don't have to worry about like the fans do.
Exactly.
The fans have loyalty. And that doesn't mean they don't love UC Saros. They do.
I just think they're loyal to Pekka.
But you will always be loyal to Pekka because he's been here and he's the guy for so long. He's the greatest player in franchise history probably right now, today.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to ask fans to say, hey, you know what? This might not be the best way for us to win games, but you know what? He's still an extremely valuable member of the team, and we're going to need him really desperately throughout this entire season, but probably in the playoffs maybe at some point as well. It's just hard to ask fans to watch their guy, the guy who represents the franchise, who takes the tough questions from the media, who answers everything with perfect poise and conviction and thoughtfulness, be on the bench and be the best player. Like, it's just going to be hard to deal with if that happens. But that's a fan thing, and you better get over that because the coaching staff doesn't think that way at all. The coaching staff looks at it and goes, who gives us the best chance to win tonight? Who is going to go out there and play the best against this team? Who matches up well against that group of players on the other side of the ice, whoever that may be? And there's a chance it's UC Saros.
Yeah.
And so fans need to be prepared for it. I think the coaching staff is totally prepared for it. The players, they don't care. Either guy, they trust. The fans might not be ready for a Pekka Rinne on the bench. Now, it may also be Pekka Rinne's playing his best hockey and he ends up competing for another Vezina and is the starter going into the playoffs, and this isn't even a conversation.
Who knows?
But we will find out. We got a lot of games to go before we get there. Back on the ice tonight, 5:30 pregame, puck drop at 6:30 against the Ottawa Senators. One more thing has to continue for this team to win tonight. We'll explain when we return. Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
And you know what else we can find out about, man? We can find out how healthy we are, or we can find out whether, you know, our cognitive functions are there. We can find out a lot of things. But the only way you can find this out, no, not going to Wikipedia, it's going to the good folks over there at Cool Springs MD. And over the years, more men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that wonderful and experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of Brentwood, Franklin, Nashville, and the surrounding area in Tennessee with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. This is the season where people get sick. Men, when we get sick, we act like big babies. So let's not get sick. And the only way we can avoid the sickness, stay ahead of it, be proactive instead of reactive, we got to go see the good folks at Cool Springs MD. They are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. And there's no better time to achieve a healthy lifestyle than now. What are you waiting on? Don't wait tomorrow. Do it today. Here's the phone number. Call Cool Springs MD and make your appointment, man. Or if, man, you can't make it and you're busy, please ask the missus to make it for you. Beg and plead. Or, missus, if your husband's not listening to this, which he should be, then you make it for him. Here's the number, 615-486-3458, 615-486-3458, or visit the website, CoolSpringsMD.com.